It's Current State here on WKAR. Welcome back. We're glad you're here. I'm Mark Bayshore. Electrical power plants that burn fossil fuels are the top U.S. contributor of carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. The Obama administration's Clean Power Plan, which was unveiled last year and is awaiting review by the U.S. Supreme Court, seeks to reduce those emissions. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency points to cleaner air, better health, and a cooler planet, benefits it says would save tens of billions of dollars. But a recent study conducted by an East Lansing policy organization concludes the Clean Power Plan would have a negative economic impact in Michigan. The Anderson Economic Group considered three policy scenarios and then crunched the numbers. Anderson's Tracy Taylor worked on the analysis. Late on Friday, I talked with her about it. I first asked her for a little refresher on the Clean Power Plan.
The Clean Power Plan calls for states to set goals, emissions targets for carbon dioxide. And basically, states can develop their own plans for how they want to reach that path. But in general, they're required to set limits for carbon dioxide emissions.
Let's take each scenario separately here that you looked at, and basically there were three. And as simply as you can, just explain what happens. I guess the first scenario involved what would ensue if we basically did nothing, and not too surprisingly, I guess, we'd be out of compliance there. What did you learn exactly?
Well, the baseline scenario takes into account all existing policies from the state. So we take into account renewable portfolio standards. We take into account existing improvements in energy efficiency. We assume that people will continue to buy LED light bulbs.
Those are ongoing all the
yeah,
time,
and,
right?
Exactly. And so what we found under this baseline scenario is exactly what you said, that Michigan will not be in compliance with their Clean Power Plan carbon emissions goals without further additional action.
It's worth noting that your study's conclusion is different from that of the Michigan Agency for Energy, that's Valerie Brader's agency. It claims we'd be compliant until about 2025 or so. Have you examined how your study came to a different conclusion?
Well, it's difficult for us to examine and directly compare our results to those that were released by the MAE. The MAE released preliminary results that included some exhibits, and so we can't say for sure what the differences are. But what I can say is that there are probably numerous scenarios to consider, and what our report shows is that there is a scenario in which the Michigan would not be in compliance. And so you can take into account under a baseline different economic growth levels. You know, for example, low economic growth, high economic growth. You can take into account planned coal plant retirements, things of that nature. And so as those things vary, the results might vary.
Tracy Taylor is an analyst with the Anderson Economic Group in East Lansing. We're talking about a recent study that looked at the economic impact on Michigan of the EPA's Clean Power Plan. Now, the second option you considered was a cap-and-trade approach. Some number of our listeners understand how cap-and-trade works, but just give us a rudimentary breakdown of that, please.
Under a cap-and-trade scenario, the state would allocate allowances or permits for carbon emissions, and if power plants think that they're carbon emissions might exceed their permits or might be under their permits, they can buy and sell permits to each other. And under the scenario that we considered for our report, we found that there would be significant costs for complying with the Clean Power Plan. We estimate that the costs to ratepayers would be on the order of about $2 billion annually.
And this is electricity customers, correct?
Exactly, for electricity costs. And so under the scenario, electricity prices would increase about 12% compared to the baseline scenario.
And finally, a carbon tax that the state could levy. The basics here are what exactly?
So under a carbon tax, an excise tax would be levied on carbon emissions. So for basically some sort of surcharge, if you will, or fee, sometimes people call it.
And a few of the economic impacts there?
Similar to under the cap and trade scenario, we estimate that the cost would increase by about $2 billion annually for by 2030. And this would be due to an increase of electricity prices of about 10%.
And one of your findings was to the effect that both the cap and trade and the carbon tax would overall, that would slow the growth of the economy, correct?
Yes. Due to the substantial costs under both of the clean power plan approaches, that the personal income in the state would be on the order of about 10% lower compared to the baseline scenario.
And you didn't take this into consideration in your study because it had particular parameters, but we'll make clear the EPA and the Obama administration claim that tens of billions of dollars in benefits would result from implementation of this plan, health benefits between $14 and $34 billion, climate benefits of around $20
billion. It was outside of the scope of our work to evaluate the extent to which the Clean Power Plan would improve healthcare costs and so on and so forth. Our approach was based on the foundational relationship between electricity demand and the economy.
To what extent do you think your report might be considered an endorsement of sorts of fossil fuel?
I would say that proponents of fossil fuels may use it as a tool, I guess, to support their interests. But we strive to just look at the facts and analyze the economy and the policy changes at hand from an impartial basis. We don't attempt to take a position one way or another.
We've had clean energy advocates on this program claim several times that increasingly green energy pays. It creates jobs. It generates revenue. Did your study take that into consideration?
Those initiatives do employ people who contribute to Michigan's economy. However, some of those benefits might be offset by losses from fossil fuel generators. You know, for example, you know, the people who work for those plants would have to find work elsewhere.
When you do an analysis like this, who responds?
We hope that you know, both legislators and policymakers and the energy industry, as well as the Michigan business community. As I mentioned before, the cost of compliance is going to be up in the billions of dollars, which will especially affect the Michigan economy, since we are heavily dependent on the manufacturing sector and many portions of the industry are electricity intensive.
And in February, we learned that the Supreme Court will be reviewing the Clean Power Plan. Remind us why and remind us when we're apt to learn more on that.
So right when the Clean Power Plan was released back in August, it faced a number of legal challenges. And in February, the Supreme Court issued a stay on the Clean Power Plan, which just means that the EPA has to suspend implementing it until the legal challenges are resolved. I believe that the Supreme Court will begin hearing oral arguments in June, and so the process will then unfold from there.
And tell us where people can find your report.
People can find our report at www.andersoneconomicgroup.com.
Tracy Taylor is an analyst with the Anderson Economic Group in East Lansing. We've been talking about a recent study that looked at the economic impact on Michigan of the EPA's Clean Power Plan, which is sitting before the U.S. Supreme Court. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.